City Council meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, June 19th, 2018, 4:30. I'd like to acknowledge that both the press and the public were duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. The purposes, we've got three items on our agenda today. The first is a reading by title only of ordinance 2018-10, an ordinance amending Title 8, Motor Vehicles and Traffic, Chapter 2, Stopping, Standing, and Parking of Vehicles of the City of Isle Palms. Code ordinances prohibit boat trailers parking on Waterway Boulevard, to prohibit boat trailer parking on 41st Avenue, and to provide an exception for vehicles displaying a valid resident parking permit to park with the attached boat trailers along the right-of-ways of 41st from Waterway Boulevard to the terminus of 41st Avenue where parking is not otherwise prohibited. And I'm going to ask Mr. Douglas Kerr to please come forward and kind of give us a little explanation on that.
Well, I can explain it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Douglas didn't get the notice.
I'll do my best. He'll fill it in.
Yes. So this came as a result of discussions at the Public Safety Committee. It includes, you have a map in front of you. It just talks about the section of 41st Avenue between Waterway Boulevard and the end of the marina. This section is not under SCDOT's jurisdiction. So technically the city doesn't have to wait for SCDOT approval as part of the encroachment permit. This change has been approved by City Council as part of the ordinance 2018-05, which is waiting for second reading. It's just a matter of you all have the option of expediting approval and of this section and inclusion in the residential district before needing to wait until SCDOT approves the overall changes to the plan. If it passes first reading and then second reading at the City Council meeting next week, then the city would have the ability to place signs in that area and enforce residential only parking.
So this expedites that one section right there?
Correct. Okay. The rest of the changes to the managed beach parking would come before you for second reading once we receive the approval from SCDOT.
Tell you what, won't we make a motion and have a second so we can discuss it?
I will make that motion as described by Desiree.
Second.
Okay, discussion. Yes, ma'am.
So I don't remember discussing that we were going to make this resident only. This was always going to be a little bit flexible for the marina. So I just don't remember even having the discussion where we talked about this area being resident only.
Mr. Moore.
My recollection was it came up when there were some concerns surfaced that we were reducing parking availability for residents on Waterway, and that this would be a good alternative to kind of ensure that there's additional resident parking for trailers. So that's safer than Waterway.
Mayor, if I might, just a little more clarity. Where it came up later was we did not understand that portion from Waterway to the exit of the marina was not under lease control, nor was it controlled by SCDOT. So we did discuss it both at public safety and maybe not in a specific context, that we actually have the right all the way to the exit. And right now, that's basically it's being treated as marina overflow with parking being sold onto the city streets.
Okay, anyone else? Hearing none other, we're going to vote to move this forward for our next reading.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Ayes have it. Next item on our agenda is consideration of proposed relocation of city's drainage easement over property owned by Wild Dunes LLC in the vicinity of the village pool at Wild Dunes expense. An amendment to the easement agreement. I hope everyone got a copy of it and has reviewed it. I would like to make a motion that we move forward. And do we have a second? I'm not going to make a motion, but somebody like to make a motion.
I'll
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Yes, sir.
In reading the materials and the old, I guess, all of following the paper trail of different grants that have been exercised by the city and Wild Dunes, it seemed to me, my interpretation was that Wild Dunes has the ability to do this without our without seeking our approval. But the way it was written is they can change the easement as they deem fit.
Well, let's do this. We've got a couple of gentlemen in our audience tonight. Dan Batista.
Yep.
I think he could come up and kind of explain this.
Sure.
We also have our in-house engineer.
I also have probably what you have in front of you. We have on a larger.
And this, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
This is going to be great. We appreciate you the explanation. I would also appreciate maybe Sterling giving the legal this is.
That's why we got the whole gang here.
Yeah, we got it. So they can give us sort of the practical, this is what we're proposing, and Sterling, if you wouldn't mind.
Mayor, Council, I could either go through it, or Sterling, do you want to start by giving the backstory, or do you want me to just...
So we had the original easement agreement that was signed. Let's see, let me just look at the date of the original one. 2011. So I know you all have seen that, and then we did the amended and restated agreement that happened in 2013, and that was when the pool went in. So we had to do a little bit of relocation there. The language in this part addresses both temporary easement area and permanent easement area. And so there's kind of a different review or approval process for each one, and different expense for each one stated in this agreement. So if it's part of the temporary easement agreement, it was always agreed that the city would pay for any relocation of that temporary portion, because that was the portion that could be redeveloped at some time in the future. Whereas the part that was made permanent by the restated amendment would then remain permanent, and if either party wanted to relocate it at some time in the future, whichever party wanted to relocate it, it was to be at their own expense. And so the approval part isn't necessarily an approval per se. However, it does say that for movement of the temporary portion, that it will be to a mutually beneficial location. And so that does require some type of city okay, like that looks good. And then the part that's the permanent, it says that you have to have written prior consent before doing that. And so this plan actually is going to be relocating both the permanent and the temporary part. And since it's all kind of interconnected, I thought the best thing to do is, you know, approve it on both of those terms. You're approving the relocation of the temporary portion, just that you agree that it's mutually beneficial and that they can go forward with that. And then for the permanent part that's being relocated, then you would be giving your consent. Whether we need to get that in writing as well as a motion from you all, we can certainly work out with the attorney. But just so you know, that's kind of where that came from. So that's why it's in front of you today.
That's very helpful.
Mr.
Batista.
Yes, Mayor Carroll. So in essence, this is item 2. This also flows with item 3, which is the other 50-foot easement on Meadow Drive. And I am actually very grateful that David Stevens is with us today, because it feels, David, like we've been working on the city storm drain issues that run through Wild Dunes for the past, I don't know how many years, 7, 8 years. But ultimately, it's kind of a moving target, because it's all about all the storm drain that runs through from 57 to 53rd and then through Wild Dunes. So there's
Dan, one quick question.
Yes.
Let's keep the 2 separate.
Okay.
Just because we're
not. One thing I want to clarify, just, and it's on the exhibit, so that there's no confusion. There was an abandonment of a 20-foot easement probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago, that has nothing to do with items. Just so everyone's clear, it was a vacant area that there was no infrastructure there, and so that was approved for abandonment and terminating that easement. What we're talking about here is, in fact, the storm drain easement that we like to call adjacent to the Palmetto Pool or Palmco Pool. And so what we're doing here is It has to be relocated because it's in the building footprint of the new hotel. What we've done in coordination with David and his office, we've looked at a new plan. We believe that we now take the storm drain through the site around the building and then tie back in to what will be the existing drainage easement and work it back down, and it then shoots back up Racquet Club Road into the lagoon system. And as I mentioned, we've been working with David on this, and I think that actually I give David a lot of thanks because he's helped actually craft some of the maneuvering of this to make it probably even a better location. So that's what's going on here with number two on the item.
Okay, questions?
Yeah, a couple questions. So I spent some time with Douglas to try to understand this before this meeting last week. So to be clear, the choice point is approve this as proposed and the hotel stays as you described. Not approving it moves it 30 feet closer to Palm Boulevard. Is
we're
that
talking
correct?
On section two, Dan.
Am I not on section two?
No, we're on
number
B
three.
And C is I'm 30 foot.
Reading ahead again.
Okay, you're
don't,
fast.
Don't worry, Councilman Bell, I was today.
but that, yeah, okay, no, I'll yep. wait.
Yep.
Any other questions on this?
I guess, is there any upside or downside for residents?
Well, listen, David, you want to come up and join the party? And
I want to go into a little more detail than he did, so everybody knows what we did. Part of this easement was turned permanent storm instead, and it was this piece right here when I put the pool in. We got a permanent drainage. This is where the permanent drainage easement is. This is a temporary drainage easement right here, right from where the pool is here. We didn't have to move this, but we had to move this. So this is the permanent easement they're talking about. And this is a temporary easement. So what we're doing, we're gonna move both of them. We're gonna tie in here and route it around here and out through here and tie our tie-in point is right there. The design is not gonna make a bit of difference in how our pond works, okay? It's all on submerged pipes and works off head. So it makes no difference. The elevations they have are great. It's just getting the relocation. And like I told them, I don't want this abandoned until this is in the ground. That's key. Because we don't want to have any drainage problems from 52nd down to 57th and back into the project. So that was my biggest. I asked them to move the pipe away from this building, where if there ever is a problem, the maintenance will be far less and there's less chance of calling failure to the footing. That was, we can't do it here, but we have an opportunity to alleviate a problem here. So I requested that. And they followed through with what I was requesting.
And I think also, Mayor Carroll,
yes, sir.
We have addressed Mr. Stevens' issue with respect to making sure that we're not going to abandon what's in place.
Oh, yeah. Trey's worked with me great on that.
Yeah, so we've got that covered as well.
We've worked everything out as far as I'm concerned from the paperwork I've seen. So I'm satisfied if it's just executed properly. And that's the key. We want to as-built it. And as soon as this line gets in, we need to as-built it and then place the final easement on it because I want it in the center line of the easement. I need that because if we ever have to go back in maintenance, I want it centered so we have the ability to work the line and not offset sometime off to the side.
Do we have any more? Yes, ma'am.
I just want to be completely reassured that whatever you find as you go along this process that becomes sort of an obstacle is at your expense.
Yes.
And this is gold, then it comes
together. No, I mean, because with doing these drainage projects, you know, all of a sudden you're...
Change order.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you don't know what's there. I mean, even
right.
if they tell you what's there.
We're real aware. We've dug in the ground here before.
I know, but I just, you know, I'm just going on record.
Yeah. Drainage 2 project.
Right.
Phase 2.
Yes.
Anyone else for questions? Here I am. What I need is a motion to approve the proposed relocation of the city's drainage easement in the vicinity of the village pool at Wild Dunes expense and to authorize the interim city administrator to execute the amendment to the easement agreement and any other documents required for the easement relocation.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? All right. On to number three C, whatever. Okay. Consideration of proposed reduction of the city's 50-foot drainage easement along Palmetto Drive over property owned by Wild Dunes LLC. David, don't you sit down too long. Mr. Batista, I'll let you start it.
So the next piece is there is an existing 50-foot storm drain easement that runs along Palmetto Drive. We have sat down with the engineers, and we believe it can be reduced to this new 20-foot easement. Actually, it varies in size anywhere from 20 feet 9 inches to 21 and 4 inches, but it's in essence no different than what we've kind of got with the new proposed easement. And then this will tie in to where that storm drain is now. And so then you've got the new easement along Palmetto Drive being reduced here from the 50 feet to the 20 feet. That's the next one.
Okay. Let's have a motion so we can go into a discussion of this. So I have a motion to approve the proposed reduction of the city's 50-foot drainage easement along Palmetto Drive to authorize the interim city administrator to prepare these documents. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Questions now on this?
Is this where I
yes, start? Yes, Mr. Bell, why don't you start now?
So as I understand this, this is, I'm candidly picking the lesser of two evils because I struggle with where the benefit is. It's not approving this, as I understand it, is going to cause you to move the hotel as planned 30 feet closer to Palm Boulevard, is that correct?
Well, at this point, we'd have to move it somewhere because the easement runs through that
right.
building. So the only way that it would be able to shift would be towards closer to, you know, the beach and to residents.
It's just in all candor, it feels like a choice between, you know, if we believe that the community supported the hotel, and I'll just say for the record, I've yet to find anyone that's in support of this that lives here, but it's going to be built. So the choice we're sitting here with is, do we approve this as you have it and make it easy for you, or do we complicate the plan and cause it probably to move closer to Palm Boulevard, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well said. Any other questions?
Yes, has there been an assessment of the impact of the new development on stormwater runoff?
Mr. Stevens.
There's actually no different than what's there now, okay? With the impervious areas they have, it's all paved.
Mm-hmm. So it's no different. Is that just an opinion or?
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
Fact. I hear a lot about alternate facts these days.
No, there's no alternate facts. It's black and white. If it's black, it's impervious, okay? Or if it's got a roof on it, it's impervious. The whole site's basically impervious. So it's exactly the same. It's the way we modeled it, because we overmodel the impervious area anyway, but we're fine on that. It's not going to affect this storm drainage one bit.
Does city staff have a comment in regards to that?
So the because this site is commercial and of the size that it is, it has to go through an additional permitting process with the state and with the health department, and they look exactly at that issue. And they have been through that process, and I think they have all the land disturbance permits that they need, and they've been vetted through the appropriate state agencies. So I tend to believe that would back up with what you've been told.
Have they been approved yet?
Say that again.
Have they been approved by the state yet?
They have.
Yes, we have land disturbance.
Well, Trey, you used my CPR as part of the exhibit for the storm drainage, didn't you?
That's correct.
So, I mean, I feel real comfortable with that.
Thanks.
Any other questions? David, if you don't mind me asking. So again, going from 50 feet to 20 feet in no way hurts them in the future if they have to go and work on that easement.
It will be tight, but we can make it work because you do have room on this side to work with dirt and equipment. So this happens all the time. I don't see this as odd or unusual.
As Mr. Bell said, no matter which way we go, there's going to be pros and cons on either side, but it's going to get built. You realize that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
David, could you tell us, what is the average size of the easements? Is it 50? Is it 30? Is
it 20? We platted 20 in phase one and phase two throughout the project. This is a standard width we've been working with for phase one and phase two.
Okay. How did this one get to be 50?
No, the 50 easement is an old easement. This easement here, I don't know how far it dates back. I think it was there when the Finches owned.
If you really early, it's not even, it's an easement per plat. Right? Mm-hmm.
And there's no documentation. So it could be an old DOT easement, it could be an old county drainage easement. Nobody knows what it is, but it's not used now.
So going to 20 is not aberrant.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Just one other question. On this document, this item 3 says the easement may be modified in the future by Wild Dunes to prevent proposed improvements intended to be constructed adjacent to the new easement area from encroaching in the new easement area, and the city agrees to cooperate with such amendment. Can somebody explain to me what that means? Because it sounds like at the discretion of Wild Dunes in the future, if we approve this, Wild Dunes comes back and says, I now want to change that easement, that they have the right and the city shall not prevent them from doing that.
I did talk to the attorney, and I'll let him speak if he wants to, too, on that. But it's the reason for that language is specifically for we're dealing with a small space. And so if the building were to encroach just by a few inches, and we're just talking inches, not feet, that we can go back and, you know, amend it if needed, so that when the building is actually built, if it is just a little bit over and a survey is done to show that there's a few inches into the easement there, that we will agree that that's okay. So that's kind of what that wiggle room is for. It really has nothing to do with the change or relocation of the easement, which is the sentence that comes right after that. That would have to be agreed to between the parties. Yeah, so that's really just until the building gets built.
Yeah, I think the confusion for me is the term adjacent could be across the street as far as I'm concerned, right? If adjacent means 3 inches, that's one thing. If it means, you know, there's some change to development plans within Wild Dunes later that has a substantial impact.
Sure.
So
we could actually, I mean, you all could approve of the easement agreement to say we can change it to immediately adjacent, or just that the attorneys can work out the language to make it more specific, if that would help. Okay.
So, Sterling, I'm going to look at you when I say this, and if their attorney wants to get up and speak on this, is this something that we need to do an amendment to, or do we just go forward how we have it?
Well, we did talk about maybe the future, that if the building did go over by a few inches, you know, what would then happen and how would we know? And I think it would come out of a survey being done for maybe some type of other work. And at that time, what we might want to do is to either amend it or just attach a new drawing to this particular agreement. That would be the final recorded one, which we can do later. But I don't think at this point, since the building doesn't exist yet, I don't think we need to go that far with it at this point. I think this gives them, you know, enough wiggle room just in case it does go over by a couple of inches, and we can always come back and clean it up later.
I just want to make sure that we are all on the same page and have a clear understanding of
that. No, that's a good question.
Yes, ma'am.
So there's no chance in reducing the footprint of the building.
A couple inches.
I mean, you know, it's like everything is to the bigger rather than to the small, you know what I mean? I just wonder why they didn't actually design it to fit in the space that they had.
So it's a very good question. Actually, I can tell you from a design standpoint that, and this is why a redesign would really change everything and probably
moving it closer to Boulevard.
So there is an existing two buildings right here called the Village.
Right.
And so it was designed such that the promenade would be contiguous and move right straight through to the new promenade, which would be eliminated if we had to move the building closer and move things around. It would probably change the whole entrance and everything. So that's the reason why it was designed to that.
Yes, sir. So just adjacent to that comment, in spirit of full disclosure, I think the discomfort we have is we keep hearing that there are future plans to use the Citadel as venue overflow parking, that there really is not enough parking on this site to accommodate it. I have my own serious doubts that there's enough parking. So when we look at the size of this and talk about whether we can reduce or not, we've got issues within the plan development, we've got issues outside the plan development. Can you tell this council that there's no plan to use outside of Wild Dunes for overflow parking other than for the construction vehicle parking?
That is what I am proposing. I mean, we've had conversations with the Citadel Beach Club about using this during construction.
Proposing is one thing, but committing to is something else. So, you know, I'm very uncomfortable with a plan in any way, and I don't believe we can stop it, but any plan that insinuates that you have a site that's not large enough to accommodate what you plan to use that site for. And I think that's the concerns you're hearing from council.
And I believe that we're going to hear that next week about the parking.
I believe so. I mean, I'm assuming.
I'm looking up here for next week's agenda concerning parking.
Yes, it will be part of the real property committee's report to council of what was discussed at their last meeting.
Okay, I, again, it's almost,
you know, they're all, unfortunately,
they're all intertwined, and it's a great question. This is kind of like what we have in other areas of the island.
Well, and to just in conjunction with that, I mean, I did notice that I saw somewhere that it's a 250 event. People could be involved in your event, and to me, that means a lot more parking spaces that you would need to be able to accommodate that. And so
I'm going to let you know that I'm not the best person.
Right.
To so I'll be frank with you. Because he really understands.
Okay. We are, I think, going back into our regular agenda here. Is there any other questions concerning the easement reduction from 50 feet to 20 feet? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Ayes have it. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Council. We'll see you next week.
No executive session is needed. This meeting is adjourned.
3 minutes.
And we have